Hello? Hello?
Hi, is this Sharam?
Yeah.
Hey, Sharam, this is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Is now an okay time to talk to you?
Yeah, that's good.
All right. I just can't read your last name from the application. How do you spell it, please?
Guru Swami.
Can you spell that?
GuruSwamy.
Okay. And then I've got your address. Is it 6226 Devonhurst?
Correct, correct. That's my home address, correct.
Gotcha. And this is going to be in Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. That's your home address?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And I got the quote over, and just also, just to confirm your social, is it 63576 or is it 26?
63576-5009.
Okay. Gotcha. And okay. So one thing I wanted to talk to you about was your credit.
Mm-hmm.
So and just you know, the way that I kind of work is by just telling people the truth, kind of telling them what's in mind of you. So it looks like you've been doing a lot of inquiries for work, what's called working capital loans. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And so I just wanted to, because there's so many inquiries right now. Are you familiar with your credit score?
Yeah.
It's a 578.
Uh-huh.
And the reason is there's all these inquiries. So what I want to do is kind of understand your file and, you know, get this done for you. So I just had a few questions for you. I see on the bank statements there's a lot of loans.
It should
so
be, sir, it should be 623 or something like that.
It's a 578.
Credit score.
It's a 578. I can send it to you. It's just because I think of all these inquiries. Just, you know, your credit.
Okay.
I know what happens in our industry. You get a call from someone. They promise you that they can do the best.
Exactly.
And
see, what they do, they circulated so many people. Then I told them, like, don't do this. Then they stopped doing this after a while, you know. And then, like, you know.
Yeah,
and,
just, you know, I do those loans as well, but we actually do them generally in-house. So I think we can help you out if we can figure out this so you can kind of stop this issue from happening from you. So let's kind of go over your file and kind of figure this out. And I'd ask you to grab a pen and paper to make some notes if that's okay.
Okay.
So can you grab a pen and paper, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So the first thing that I want to understand.
I'm not looking for any MCS right now, okay?
You're what?
No, I'm not looking for any MCA right now.
You're talking about a merchant cash advance?
Right.
No, I don't think that's a... No, we're not going to do that for you. I'm saying we do that product,
okay.
But I think...
Okay.
Here's the thing. It's kind of just like your industry. It's slowing down and under talking to people on a real basis. There's good cash loans. There's bad cash loans.
Right.
And I think I can help you by just treating you the way that you need to be treated instead of trying to sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not really a salesperson. The first thing is this. Let's understand what your current debt schedules are. So when I look at your current bank account for the kink of October, I see a lease from Rock Funding, or I see a payment from Rock Funding Group, ROC Funding Group. And then I see, ROC. That's for $525, I guess, a day. So that's a daily payment, correct?
Correct.
And then I also see, you worked with a company called On Deck in the past, correct?
Right, I paid off, yes.
Okay. What did you, besides your Rock Funding Group, do you have any other loans? I see Ford Financing and other accounts. Do you have any other loans?
Yeah, I have one more.
Is it Forward
Financing from Lendio?
All right. So
actually, right now it's not 525. They reduced it to 325 instead of 525, and I got Lendio loan for 347 per day.
All right.
So
you have
325 and 347.
Okay. So And you've kind of just gone from, I'm assuming people have just kind of shopped you from loan to loan. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So give me a second. And those are both daily payments?
Yes.
All right. Give me a second. So I'm trying to find the 347 payment, and I'm not finding it.
It started in October, actually.
No, I'm looking at the October bank statement. I see.
No, it started in November.
Oh, you just got that loan.
Yes.
Okay, and how much did you borrow from that company?
35. 35, paying 48, yes.
And you're paying back 48?
Correct.
All right, I'm just going to go looking at your debt schedule. And then what's your current balance with Rock Funding?
I think it should be like around 70, I'm not sure, maybe 80 or 85 or something like that.
So you owe them about 80. Okay. So just so you know, and I'm not here to push you on a working capital loan, but I'm definitely not a big believer in what's called stacking, which are these multiple loans. We're a little different than the average company that calls you. We have a lot of wholesale relationships, which mean we do a tremendous amount of business. So I think whether or not, I think we should focus on the equipment, but I definitely think you should get refied into a better program than these kind of pieced together loans. So I need some more questions on the debt schedule. Your loan with Rock Funding was for 80. That's your current balance, or that's how much you took out from them?
That is how much I took from them. I think I took 100, paying 125 or something like that.
And then your Lendio was...
I don't know. Yeah, because it's $500 every day, so I mean, like, you know, so I think I've been paying this for a month or something.
Okay.
So,
question
you know what
for
I'm
you.
Saying? So it will be like... Right,
no,
okay.
I understand what you're saying. Just so you know, you don't need these loans pieced together. If I was ever going to do a loan for you, I'd give you one $250,000 loan. That's what you need over a long term. You don't need 13 loans. The question is, for your Lendio loan, how long is the term on that?
7 months.
7 months, yeah. Those loans aren't... And look, I understand it, but I think you, honestly, through this process, can get something better. So let's kind of go over your process. Let's bring this up.
I'm actually looking for a traditional way of reducing it. I mean, instead of this daily thing, which is killing the cash flow, if I can get a more traditional, bigger amount with a more traditional, like monthly, that will be more helpful for my business too.
You need it, I think, in my opinion, and I run Bank of Hearthstone Division. Whether you get monthly, daily, or weekly is inconsequential. You need a better loan with better terms and conditions that's longer terms at better rates. That's what you need. So let's kind of go over it and see what we can do here now. So, because, yeah, these short terms, they just destroy your cash flow.
Exactly. So, our earnings are good. If you look at our earnings are good, actually. But everything goes to this cash flow loans and stuff like that.
Okay.
Still, we are doing pretty good.
I understand. I think we're going to help you out on a few different avenues, to be honest with you. And just so you know, I have a lot of references online, so feel free to look at my Google Plus reviews. You can look at a lot of other fabricators that have worked with me. So I'm looking at this.
Okay.
Yeah, this is what I do for a living. I've worked with thousands of fabricators. This is not like a...
We are kind of a little bit different. We import our own stones, and then I have like more than 500 slabs in stock, actually.
Honestly, that doesn't make you different or better or worse. A lot of my clients import their own stones. I work with fabricators that do a few hundred grand a year. My best client does about 50 million a year. So it's all over the place. So my best client has like 35 CNCs going full click. It's a completely different idea. He's crazy. You don't want to talk to him. He's insane. So let's kind of go over your business. So I see a few machines. Okay. We've got a bridge cutting machine that's about 53,000. We've got one machine that's about 59,000. And so then we've got another machine that is about 27,000. Okay.
Correct.
So, and are you trying to get all three at the same time?
No, initially we want to start. Carlos and I discussed, and if all three are there, it makes our life simple, because like, you know, the crane is there, which takes a slab and moves it to the other slab, and then like there's a cutting bridge saw that cuts it, and then there's a polish thing that polishes, so we can reduce the manual thing. They just need to be like one person instead of like two, three people. They just need to be one person if you get all three.
Well,
that's the whole idea.
There's two machines I hear. I see the crane is 20 grand. I don't think that's the biggest deal. I see two big machines. I see one that is a mitering machine, I think, or one that's a polishing machine and one that's a bid shop?
That's a polishing, correct.
Which is the priority for you right now?
Priority is Britsa, just a Britsa. The Britsa is a priority.
Okay, cool. So let's do this. Perfect. So let's kind of go over the credit step by step and get this thing done for you. Mm-hmm. So obviously, we're not going to reinvent the wheel. There's a lot of inquiries. We're not going to, you know, put 500 inquiries on your credit. But one thing I want to ask you is this. There's different guidelines for different traditional loans. Those guidelines are 700, 650, 600, and below 600. It's pretty well defined. Right now, your score is below 600. You don't have bad credit. You just have, like I said, a lot of inquiries and kind of a bit of debt. Mm-hmm. So the first question I'd ask you is this. When I look at your credit, most of your credit is, let's see. So the kind of first question is, most of it's individual. So are you single or married?
Married.
You're married. Here's my idea. I do a lot of these situations where sometimes just, you know, our loans go under business credit only. They don't go under personal credit. However, if we add on a second signer, it's always going to help your chance of getting approved at the best possible terms. Mm-hmm. Can we add on your wife here?
I don't think my wife's credit is also, but she doesn't have that many inquiries like me.
Okay.
But I don't know what her credit score is. So maybe like, you know, hers also like, so she's also repairing her credit. Maybe it's like 600 or something like that. So.
Okay. Is she missing any payments right now or no?
No, she's not missing. Right? Something happened. I think like, it's just like she forgot to make a payment or something like that. Like,
okay.
The credit and stuff like that.
Okay.
So,
okay. And so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to walk you through step by step. I also want to have you ask me any questions at the same time, okay? Mm-hmm. I talk a little fast, so I always say, hey, Ruben, slow down.
So when do you think, like, you know, I mean, like, this inquiries will go away? I can remove it using a company to remove it or, like, you know,
you
stay there for a long time?
You can't remove it, but here's what you can do. Give me 1 second, please. I'm sorry. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hi, are you there?
Yeah.
So here's what's going on. A lot of people are calling you. They're promising you like 25 different things, and it's not the best. So here's what you need to do. You have two. Here's what you need to do. The first thing is we need to see what we can do to approve you for the bridge saw. The inquiries aren't going to go away, but as time goes on, they will be less damaging. The second thing we're going to do is this. I do it at no cost. We do a lot of refinancing of these loans. You have two pretty big loans, so I don't know if you're eligible for refinancing. However, I'm going to explore it without putting an additional inquiry on your credit. It's called a soft pull, so it's not a big deal. I honestly think you just need one person to work with. The second thing is, once we get the bridge saw approval, I'll let you know what we can do, and then we'll kind of go through the process. I think I can furnish some answers for you tomorrow, but just to confirm, you haven't found your space yet, correct?
We are going to. We'll be very soon. We'll be finding a space.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I would say just give me a couple hours. Let me work on this. I'm going to holler at you tomorrow and get this rolling for you.
Yeah, no problem. So you're thinking the bridge saw could be you can get it approved, right?
I mean, yeah, I've been doing this a while. I think I can find a solution for you. That's not going to be a problem. I'm sorry, one second. Give me 1 second, please. Hi, are you there?
Yeah.
Just so you know,
do your best and then let me know, okay?
Not a problem. I just got a call from a vendor who's selling a CNC machine, and then I got another guy who's actually financing a bridge saw. So, yeah, this is what I do for a living. I think you need one company to work with, and I got your back here. One other quick question for you. Your company has always been under your corporation. You never ran it, like, personally, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll be in touch with you tomorrow.
Yeah, and then for the machine, also if see like we can refinance, and then for a better traditional, you know, longer term loan or something like
yeah,
that.
You need one loan. Absolutely, we're gonna make it happen for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye. Bye.